Today's learning Shmuel for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Siman Reish Nun Gimel, continuing on with Sif Aleph. And as I promised yesterday, we're now going to move to a slightly to the next step of this topic of Shia. Shehiyah and Chazara, leaving a pot on the fire, or Chazara, or I started the recording, right? Yes, we're recording. Okay. We're holding on, for those inside, we're holding on page Chaf Aleph, the sort of third, fourth page of this Siv. We're holding by the Im Shachach. Okay. So, till now, we had just a quick recap. We had these different scenarios. Sometimes you were allowed to leave your pot on the fire. Sometimes you weren't allowed to leave your pot on the fire, depending who's in the special kol tzarchai or not in the special kol tzarchai. If it's mitzdamik v'ralo, if it's bad for it, if it's not bad with it, we said that if the fire is covered, then it is more lenient. Even if it's not in the special kol tzarchai, you can leave it on because we're not concerned that you're going to adjust the fire. And it was a gzeira midrabanan because to leave it on an open fire, if it would benefit from additional cooking, because we're worried that you're going to adjust the flames, stoke the flames in old times, or adjust your knob in modern day times. Okay, that's the quick recap of the last week and a half. Ve'im shachach v'shah. If you forgot, you was not supposed to. You had a situation that you weren't allowed to. You left. You're warming up. You're making your challah before Shabbos, and you have it on the fire, directly on the fire, and you forgot about it. You left it on the fire. Okay, not gar v'katim. It's not covered. Imhu tafshil, so it depends. Imhu tafshil shebishal kol tzarchai. If it's already cooked it completely, mutter, it's mutter, afilo, mitstamik v'yafalai. Even if it's a case that it was still benefit from additional cooking, but it's cooked completely, then it is okay. Okay, you weren't supposed to do it, but no problem, you can eat it. Vimhu tafshil shehiskalu spashel v'loi bishal kol tzarchai. It started cooking, but it's not called tzarchai, so you put your cholent on an hour before the zman, it's boiling already, it's cooked, it's not raw anymore, but it's nowhere near nispashel called tzarchai. Also at Matzah Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat that cholent until Matzah Shabbos if you left it on the open flame. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'im shachach v'shah, v'kol shkenim shagig b'din, so it's no difference if you were forgot about it, or you didn't know the halach, you walked into somebody's house, and his child is sitting on the open fire, and you say, "What are you doing?" You know, the guy says, "Like I didn't know there was such halacha." Same halacha. Afilahu mitstamik v'yafa. Afilahu b'taycha tan. Even if it's in time, inside the tan, about tan. Deloy nahena mimeni kolkach. Keep him deloy. But lavach yoyiray lachila. So what's the reason? The chachamim made a gzera. Usually, if you're over on the gzera, you're not allowed to have enough from it until the Shabbos passes, until the time passes. Says the Mechaber that in this particular case, you're really not benefiting that much. The reality is it was fully cooked. You didn't do this intentionally. We'll see what happens if you did it intentionally. But since it was just a mistake, you forgot about it. And since it's really not such, you're not really getting much of a benefit. Had you covered the fire, you would have enjoyed the challah just as much because the challah was already fully cooked. It's a little bit better that it cooked a little bit more. You're allowed to eat it. Okay, it's in the special kol tzarchai, it's already cooked fully. But al kamei the yavid mutter, but the yavid it's mutter. So you have a chicken soup, the chicken soup's already fully cooked, you're warming it up, you forgot it on the fire, you can still eat it. However, if it's only partially cooked, right? So aser, l'chol adam, for anybody, l'chol shken l'mnei beisai d'aser, not only for you and your family, but and nobody's allowed to eat this. Kiven in the special b'shvilim, there's a gzeira d'rabbanan, you're not allowed to leave it on an open fire, and you left it on an open fire, you're not allowed to have enough from it. Ad Matzah Shabbos, until Matzah Shabbos, by Goyes Hashri, Mevayet, the Gam Kan, we'll see this is called soon, who b'chidei she'asa k'may b'av v'shah. It's not only that you have to wait till Matzah Shabbos, let's say you needed another hour of cooking, you got to wait Matzah Shabbos for another hour. Well, M'shayna Rambam, no Nirakan, the Rambam seems to say that if it's shachach, if it's just a case of you forgot, then it comes Matzah Shabbos, you can eat it right away. Okay? V'im Avar v'shah. Okay. Let's go back to the Mechaber. Vim Ava v'shah. You didn't forget. You knew you weren't allowed to, and you just did it intentionally. Also b'shneim. Even if it's especially called Sarchai, you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Says Rama, not only do you have to wait till Matzah Shabbos, as we mentioned, you have to wait until I had enough time to cook the special called Tzarchei on Matzah Shabbos. Okay? Let's continue in the Rama. The Im Hechzirim Eini Yehudi B'Shabbos. Okay, so you went ahead, you had your soup, it was nice and hot, fully cooked, right? And we'll see first if it's fully cooked or not. You had a pot, you took it off, and you have a guy over there in your house, and the guy says, "Oh, the pot's off the flame. They forgot to put it back on the flame." Goes ahead and puts it on. So you didn't do it. A guy put it on Shabbos for the Yid. Your guy is trying to do you a favor. Dinai k'shachach v'shah. It's the same halacha as if you forgot it. So it will depend. If it's the special called tzarchi, so you didn't really benefit much from the fact that the guy put it on Shabbos, then you're allowed to eat it. If it wasn't the special called tzarchi, and now it got the special called tzarchi, you're not allowed to eat it till Matzah Shabbos. Let's see the Mishabura, and you do the tzarchi Yisrael for the Yid. Dina Kitchach, because as if you forgot it. The Mashanasa Yede Yehudi Bimazid. We equate something that the guy did intentionally as a favor for you, not knowing that you weren't allowed to do that. Is treated the same as something that you did by mistake. Okay, Afilim did benefit slightly from it being back on the fire. The same svara. Since you didn't have such hanaah from it, then it's okay. Okay, let's go back to Rama. The Im Achzir Yisrael, what happens if the Yid went and put it back on? Dinei ka'ov avashah, so there we treat it the same as if you left it on intentionally. If it's bad for it, mutter, then it's mutter. There was no hana from it whatsoever. Let's see the Mishmur on this last statement. Again, the last statement is talking about a Yid returned it for you, not you returned it. It's as if you left it intentionally. If you had any benefit whatsoever from this returning to the fire, you are not allowed to eat it. V'atam, why do we treat returning it to the fire even more chamadik than the shia? Mishum de kav ha'maisi, you actually did an action. Because by shia, we said that, let's go back over here. By shia, we said that it's asur until the end of Shabbos, right? Unless it's completely, right? By Shia, we said it's us until after Shabbos, okay? Is unless it's mistamik, unless it's a special called tzarchi. Over here, we're saying the asa. One sec. Oh, so I'm sorry. Which by leaving it there on the fire by mistake, we said that if it's the special called tzarcha, you're allowed to eat it. Over here, somebody returned it by mistake. We say that as long as it's in the special called tzarcha is not enough, it has to be mitzvamik v'ra'alai. If it's mitzvamik v'yafala, then you can't. So he says, why we treat, right? So again, if I forgot it and it's in the special called tzarcha, even if it's getting some benefit from the cooking, we said I can eat it since it was in the special called tzarcha and I know it's very little. But when I returned it on Shabbos by mistake, when I wasn't allowed to, right? So I returned it on Shabbos to an open fire. There we say, even if it's mitzvamik v'yafala, I can't eat it. It's the only way I can eat it if it's mitzvamik v'ra'alai. Why are we more machmer? Mishum dekavad ma'is, I actually did an action. That this that you can't eat it is only to the guy who returned it, but other people can. Since it was cooked prior completely. There, we'll get to it at the end. He says that if you left it on, even though it was only partially cooked, right? He was more makel. Over here, he would agree. Everyone agrees that you can't return it directly to the fire if it's even if it's a special called tzarchi, and therefore the imitstamik for ralloy. Okay. No, that's already. Of imitstamik for ralloy mutter. If again, we're talking about the case, gets confusing here. We're talking about the case that I took the pot was off the fire. It was, and I went ahead and on Shabbos I returned it directly to the fire without any covering. Okay, so I was not allowed to do that. We're going to learn shortly what are the cases you're allowed to do chazara onto the blech, when you can, when you can't. But over here, I was definitely not allowed to. So the only way that I can eat it on Shabbos is if it's mitznamic for alloy, then it's actually getting ruined by this additional cooking. Then it's mutter, right, Sulaima? I forgot the chatchila also bechazara filling mitznamic for alloy. Even though the chatchila, I wasn't allowed to put anything ever directly onto the fire that's open. But the yevim mutter fill a hexa b'meizah shalena in the clock. Because the bottom line is, I got zero hana from returning this pot to the fire. In fact, it ruined it made the food worse. It dried it out or it burnt it, whatever it is. Since I got zero hana, or maybe even a negative hana, because it actually got worse, therefore I am allowed to eat it on Shabbos. So let's recap again what we just had. Okay. So if I have an open fire, it's not, and I forgot my pot over there. So if it's nispashel kol tzarchai, I can still eat it. If it's not nispashel kol tzarchai, I have to wait till Matzah Shabbos. It's a question, Matzah Shabbos, if I have to wait with Kadesh Yassav, the amount of time that it would have taken to cook or not, that's a machlokes. Right? That's case number one. Case number two is that I left it on intentionally. And then we say, no matter what, Nispashel Kol Tzarchai, not Nispashel Kol Tzarchai, I can't eat it until Matzah Shabbos. The Ramos says, you have to wait with Kadesh Yassav. If a guy does me a favor and puts it on, that's the same as if the same halacha as if I forgot. Meaning, the special kol tzarchi, I can eat it. Not the special kol tzarchi, I gotta wait till after Shabbos. If a yid went and did chazara on Shabbos, like same case like the guy putting it on Shabbos, the yid went and put it on Shabbos by mistake, not forgetting that he wasn't allowed to do this. He did it b'shogeg, so it depends. There, it's slightly more chamadik. The special kol tzarchi is not enough, even if it's a special kol tzarchi, but it's mitzdamik v'toivloi. I cannot eat it, and I gotta wait till after Shabbos in order to be eat it. If it's nistamik v'raloi, if it's bad for it, then I would be allowed to eat it, right? I just wanted to, there's one note here that I wanted to bring up. He does bring down over here that there was one thing that if you were shoygig and you left it on the fire in an oven that you're not allowed to eat it. So let's say it wasn't a special kol tzarcha and you have no other food to eat on Shabbos. So you're traveling somewhere and you meant to put on a blech. You left your pot on the fire and then you realize that you forgot to put the blech on. It's shachach. If you have no other food to eat, since you're not allowed to, that you're not allowed to go ahead and fast on Shabbos, right? You are allowed to go ahead and you have to you are allowed to go ahead eat it, right? So that's it's a very unlikely case, but we have such a case that you are allowed to go ahead and eat it. Another thing, we'll get into this a little bit more. If you do forget your pot and now you can't eat it, so let's say it was a case that you're not allowed to eat it. So the it's an interesting shaila. Should you leave it on the fire or should you remove it? Lamaisa, right? So on one hand, leave it on the fire, shevel taisa, right? Now the pot, what happens is now it became muksa because since you can't eat it, it's really muksa, right? So what should you do? Should you leave it on the fire or should you take it off? So generally, we have an idea. We say that it's that we say shevel taisa other. Don't do anything, right? Why should I take it off? That would be me actively picking up muksa. The Lamaisa, they say that you should take it off because reality is that kol zman it's on the fire, you're being over nisa of the Rabbanon, right? The Rabbanon said, don't leave a pot on the open fire that's not in the special kol tzarcha. So since kol zman that it's on there, you're being over and it's cooking, on the contrary, you should actually better be over a quick muktzah for 1 second than continuously being over that you have your pot on the fire and you should take it off. That seems to be the case. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Emet Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.
Shkoyach.